I want to thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity for my wife and myself to be here with you today.
我想借着这个机会，感谢神让我和我的妻子可以在这里。
I am convinced that the Lord has given me a word to share with you, and I hope that after we're all done, in your heart you will say, "Yes, that was a word from the Lord."
我相信神把这样的话摆在我心里，今天跟大家分享。我也希望在今天之后，大家心里面有一个同样的感觉，这真是从神来的话。
Some people we meet them, we can never forget them.
有些人我们遇见之后就不会再忘记。
But I want you to forget about me.
但是我想让你把我忘记。
And consider the Lord Jesus Christ today.
但今天我们只来思想主耶稣。
This room is full.Of voices.
这个房间充满了很多的声音。
But we have shut all the voices off except for the Lord's voice.
但愿意我们现在把其他声音都关掉，除了主他自己的声音。
And he's here and he's speaking.
他在这里，他也要说话。
We're going to ask him to give us ears so that we can hear what he's saying today.
所以我们也求他给我们可听的耳朵。
Now, I may have done this when I was here before, but I want you to turn to Psalm 119, verses 17 and 18.
也许我在这里已经分享过，但我现在还是请大家，跟我一起翻到诗篇119篇。
And I'm going to ask Haibing to lead everybody to pray these two verses in Chinese in unison.
先由海滨弟兄跟大家一起用中文同声的来读。
So,Psalm 119, verses 17 and 18.
就是诗篇119篇的17跟18节。
Now, if we were in Cuba this morning, I would say, Listo? Listo? In other words, are you ready?
Okay. 如果今天是在古巴的话，我会讲 Listo, 就说大家准备好了没有？好，我们一起来。求你用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
I believe this is one of the greatest prayers in the Bible.
我相信这是圣经里面最伟大的祷告之一。
And there are many prayers in the Bible.
在圣经里面有许多的祷告。
The Bible is full of praying saints, praying people.
在圣经里面也有很多祷告的圣徒。
And the only way, are you listening? The only way that we can get what God wants to give us and be what He wants us to be, the only way is through prayer.
请大家仔细听，唯一一条路就是我们从神得着，也让他成就他所要成就的，就是借着祷告。
I have been crying out to the Lord this week.
这一周我都在向神呼求。
And since I knew that we would be here.
自从知道我们今天要在这里之后。
Saying, Lord, I need your anointing.
然后我就向神讲说，神啊，我需要你的恩膏。
I can't manufacture that.
因为我不能制造一些事。
Some speakers or orators are brilliant.
有些作者或者是讲员是非常的有能非常的有能力。
You already know that I'm not.
你可能已经知道我不是。
But if I was brilliant intellectually, that I could only possibly remind you of some information.
如果我是智力很强健的话，非常让人惊奇的人，那我可能会。提醒大家一些我们要知道的事。
But I say with Moses, no, not with.
如果我
I think yeah. With Moses, I say this morning, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with me, don't let me even take these 10 steps up here.
但我愿意像摩西一样说，你不上去，我就不上去，我就不走这十几步，站在这里。
I have to have His anointing this morning.
所以我今天早上必须要有你的恩膏。
And Haibing and myself prayed yesterday that both of us would have the anointing of the Lord today for speaking.
昨天我跟海滨弟兄一起祷告，就是今天有这样的恩膏让我们来说。
And we all need that anointing for hearing and receiving what God wants to tell us today.
那我们也需要同样的恩膏，可以听听见他今天要说的。
I agree with the brother that said this hymn is very simple.
我跟弟兄有同感，就是这首诗歌非常简单。
But it's tremendous.
但确实非常的非常的不一样。
Did you notice that 7 or 8 times in this one hymn, all of the, if you sang it, and I sang it, this line says in the chorus, it says, living in thee, Lord, and thou in me.
有七次、八次，有很多次，我们刚才唱到副歌的是讲，就说不断的同住，我心所起，住在主里面，主住在我里。
Brothers and sisters, if you are born again, I don't have to tell you that's a great thing.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你已经重生得救的话，我不需要告诉你，这是一件如此伟大的事。
When we were born again, God, by His Holy Spirit, did a miracle.
如果我们已经重生，那是借着神，已经是一个神迹。
He put us in Christ.
他把我们摆在基督里。
And with Christ and the Holy Spirit, He came to live in us.
然后借着圣灵，他与我们同住。
And we declared that in this hymn at least 7 or 8 times this morning.
所以今天早上借着这首诗歌，已经这件事被宣告过很多次，就是住在主里，主住在我里。
We said, Lord, I'm living in you, and you're living in me.
我们在这里说，主啊，我住在你里面，你也住在我里面。
And when I said that, I thought somebody would stand up and say, Hallelujah.
当我读到这里，唱到这里的时候，我是希望看到有人站起来说哈利路亚。
You don't have to be quiet.
你不需要安静的。
Well, let me qualify that.
让我再让这件事被证实。
Don't talk to one another while I'm preaching.
当然，当我来讲的时候，大家不要彼此来讲话。
But in your heart, talk to the Lord.
但是在你心里向着神来讲。
And pray for us.
而且为我们祷告。
While we preach,
当我们在这里分享的时候
，You know, you can talk to the Lord in your heart all through this time this morning.
所以今天早上所有的时间里面，你可以在心里向神说。
I want to try to give you a very brief glimpse into my testimony.
那我就想让大家先有瞥见一点我今天所要见证的。
If it wasn't for this line, in the first verse, second line, I long to know thy will and thy way. I long to know thy will. In 1974, God was stirring mightily in my spirit to know the will of God for me.
刚才在第一节的第二行里面讲到，渴望能知你意与道路。就是知道神的旨意。在1974年的时候，神就让我心里面很渴望的知道他的心意。
I didn't know what to do.
那时候我不知道该做什么。
I was a Christian. I love the Lord.
我是一个基督徒，我也爱主。
I was working very hard for the Lord.
而且为主有很多的劳苦。
But then this longing within me, Lord, I want to know your will.
但突然之间心里面有这样一个渴望，就是我要知道你的旨意。
And I was working in the factory in Canada at the time.
在那个时候我在加拿大一个工厂里面工作。
And my boss came to me in early January 1975 and said, you're going to have a week off.
然后就在1974年一月的一个早上，我的老板就早上来问我。
And I believe it was the Lord said to me in my heart quietly.
但我相信也是神在我心里面安静地对我讲。
Come away, my beloved, and seek my face.
就是来吧，我亲爱的，来寻找我的面。
June and I were married, and we had 2 little boys.
那个时候，我与仲已经结婚，有两个小孩子。
And I left them and went away for a week and shut myself in a room.
那个时候我就离开他们，有两个星期把自己关在一个小房间里。
And God came into that room with a spiritual scalpel and operated on me.
然后神就进到那个房间，让我属灵里面那个鳞片掉下来，看见他。
Before that, I was saved. I know I was saved.
在那个之前，我是得救的人，我也相信，我知道我是得救的。
But that week, I met God. I met the Lord.
但那周，我遇见神了。
Since then, I have had one desire for everybody that I preach to and speak to.
从那个时候开始，每一个我遇见的，我有机会跟他交通的人，我都希望他有这样一个同样的渴望。
You young people sitting in the front? I'm so glad that you're here.
很高兴你今天在这里。
Now, my body's not too young, but I think my heart is still pretty young.
虽然我的身体已经不年轻，但我相信我的心是年轻的。
And for all of us here today,
今天在座的每一个，
well, what can I say? Maybe many of you have already met the Lord, or the Lord has met you, I don't know.
我能说什么呢？也许你已经遇见神，神已经遇见你。
But every one of us need to meet the Lord for ourselves.
但是每一个人必须个人的遇见神。
And when we meet the Lord,
我们都需要主。
We drive a stake in the ground and we come back to that and say, Lord, you met me on that day, on that week. You met me. You did something in me.
我们有些事情可以打在地上说，这件事情让我知道我与神遇见了。每一天都可以。
We hear many wonderful messages and things from one another, but we need to meet God for ourselves.
我们听见很多好的信息，也彼此的有建造，但是我们需要个人的来遇见神。
He wants that.
他愿意这样。
I don't know if God has a greater delight than to reveal Christ in us and to us.
我不知道，神他除了乐意把他儿子启示在我们中间之外，还有没有比这个更大的他喜悦的心愿？
And when that happened to me, I have never been the same. I could not be the same.
自从那次之后，我就不可能再跟原来一样了。
I got rid of a lot of things.
那我就把许多事情都放弃了。
I got rid of property.
把我的产业抛弃了。
And I just wanted to really serve the Lord and know Him in a deep way.
我就愿意更深地认识神，而且来侍奉他。
Some of you at the Lord's table were praying, Lord, open my eyes, open our eyes.
我们中间有些弟兄姐妹在擘饼聚会的时候这样祷告，说打开我，打开我们的眼睛。
And that's why I love this prayer in Psalm 119.
所以我这么的喜爱在诗篇119篇这个祷告。
Because the psalmist said, work bountifully or greatly in my life.
因为在那里说用你的厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活。
Open thou mine eyes.
开我的眼睛。
God wants to do that, loves to do that, and He's waiting for us to do our part to have it done in our lives.
神愿意，他也喜悦做这样的事。他现在等候我们做我们这一边所该做的，打开我们的眼睛。
I don't know what time I'm supposed to be finished this morning.
我不知道今早应该是什么时候我该结束。
But I know I'm not going to be able to finish all my notes. I know that.
但我知道我不可能把我这个所写的提纲都讲完。
So I'm quite sure that at least one of you, I know who it is, will be praying that Lord show him when to stop.
我相信我们中间起码有一个人是这么祷告，就是启示给我，让我知道什么时候停。
I'll leave it to you to guess who that would be.
那我请大家自己来猜是谁。
Turn to Matthew chapter 6.
让大家再来打开到马太福音第六章。
Somebody came to me this morning and said, what is the title for your message?
今天早上有人来问我说今早的题目是什么。
And I told them, individual private prayer.
那我就告诉他是个人隐秘的祷告。
I love to speak about corporate prayer, and corporate prayer is so important.
我也愿意跟大家来分享关于团体的祷告，因为团体的祷告是如此宝贵。
But today I'm going to talk about individual private prayer.
但我现在要跟大家分享的是个人隐秘的祷告。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 6.
马太福音六章五到六节。
These are the words of Jesus.
这些是耶稣的话。
This is the word of the Bible.
这是圣经里的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's word.
弟兄姐妹们，这些是神的话。
We can only say that about one book.
我们不可能用这些来描述另外的书，除了这一本。
And as I've been thinking in these last number of years of my life,
在过去几年，我回想自己的生命。
You may notice if I can't hide it, you may notice that parts of my body tremble.
嗯，我会试着去隐藏，但你可能会发觉，因为我身体上某一部分会颤抖。
I can't help it.
我是不能阻止它的。
Some of the members of my body are not obeying my head.
我身体上呢有一些肢体不遵从这个头。
But I want to tremble at His word.
但我愿意是在他的话面前颤抖。
There's a special blessing in our lives if we love the Word of God.
如果我们爱神的话的话，那在我们生命里面就有一些很特别的祝福。
And if we love it, we never want to be without it. We want to have it with us all the time.
如果我们这样来喜爱的话，我们就不会再追求其他的另外的。
So I want to encourage you.To do what I've done, I've said, Lord, give me a great love for your word.
所以我愿意大家来效法我所做的，就是向神来求，给我对你话的那个极大的爱。
And I may talk about various people today, like missionaries that we remember, and invariably, the ones that we remember and read their biographies, they love the word of God and they read it. Hudson Taylor, 40 times.George Mueller, I think more than 100. They love the Word of God. So that's a kind of a secret that God wants to tell us.
那我可能等会儿会跟大家分享到一些伟大的宣教士。他们对神的话是这样的。比如我相信戴德生他读过圣经超过40遍。还有就是穆勒乔治穆勒弟兄超过100遍。
We had a friend in Cuba, his name was Pancho Quintero.
在古巴我有一个朋友，他的名字叫 Pancho Catello。
He told us he read it more than 100 times, the whole Bible.
他告诉我他已经把整本圣经读了超过100遍。
He had the same affliction that I had, but now he's with the Lord. Praise God, he's free.
他跟我一样对神的话有这样的爱，但现在赞美主，他已经与主在一起，不在我们中间。
Matthew 6 and 5 and 6.
马太福音六章五到六节。
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet or thy private quarters, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些是主耶稣自己的话。
One of the wonderful things about our Savior is that he taught things by word of mouth, and then he lived them. Those things that he taught, he lived them before their eyes.
关于我们主耶稣基督有一件非常奇妙的事，就是他是用话来教导，但是呢，他不停在这里，他是用话教导之后，也用他的生活把它活出来。让大家看见。
When I preached this message in Washington, D.C. A while ago, my title was God Wants to Get You Alone.
不久前我在华盛顿也来分享这样的信息，那个时候我的题目就是神要跟你单独在一起。
I don't want to live alone. I don't understand a lot of young people that want to live alone. I do not want to do that.
我个人是不想单独生活的，我也不了解为什么现在很多年轻人他们就想单独生活。
But there are times that God wants to get us alone with Him.
但有些时候神他愿意的是我们单独的跟他在一起。
So I remember Brother Frommke telling me, when I preach something or telling everybody that he preached to, I want to do what I'm preaching. I don't want to just ask you to do it. I want to do it.
我记得 Frommke 弟兄这样来跟我交通，就是说，他愿意当我们在跟人交通的时候，我们自己先把所要交通的活出来。
So I'm telling you, when I go into that secret place in my life, June does not come with me.
那我会跟你。
I don't let her.
我会跟你讲，当我进到隐秘处这样去祷告的时候，我是一个人的。我的妻子重，我都不让她进我的房间。
And she's the closest thing to me in the whole world.
她是我在这个世界上与我最亲近的了。
Jesus didn't say, "If you do this." If you pray this way, he did not say that he expected us to get alone and pray.
耶稣在这里讲的时候，他没有说如果你这样祷告，他这里讲的就是你这样祷告。
Let's turn back to the book of Mark for one verse.
让我们再翻到马可福音。
Not back, forward, I'm sorry.
往前，马可福音。
Mark 1:35.
第一章的35节。
Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
马可福音一章三十五节，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Matthew 14:23.
马太福音十四章二十三节。
Matthew 14:23.
马太福音十四章
，and when he had sent, this is Jesus. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone.
散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
Luke chapter 6，
路加福音第六章。
Luke 6 and verse 12.
路加福音六章十二节。
And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
And when it was day, verse 13, and when it was day, he called his disciples, and of them he chose 12.Whom also he named apostles.
第十三节，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
As a result of corporate prayer in the first chapters of Acts, God poured forth the Holy Spirit. What a glorious thing that was.
在《使徒行传》的第一章。因着有一个团体的祷告，那个时候圣灵浇灌下来，教会产生，所以那是何等荣耀的一件事。
I hope that when you're doing your exercises that you pray. I hope that.
那我希望当你在操练的时候是在祷告。
And when you're cleaning your house, I hope you pray.
在你运动的时候，还有在你整理家里的时候也是在祷告。
When you're driving home from work and going to work.And I hear it takes sometimes more than an hour. I hope you pray.
那希望你开车上下班的时候，有的时候超过一个小时，我希望你是在祷告。
But that's not what we read this morning from Matthew 6.
但那还不是我们从马太福音第六章所读到的。
This is very simple, very clear, but very specific.
这是一个非常简单的事情，但是非常的，非常的 specific， 非常的，准确。
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
弟兄，对不起，因为他帮不了我。
Jesus did this. I say, Lord Jesus, you are God. Do you need to do this? He was in constant fellowship and communion with his Father.
有的时候我就问神，主耶稣，你需要这样做吗？因为他与父是在不断的交通里面。
But he felt the need to get alone and pray earnestly that in that communion with his Father, and especially maybe when he was going to choose the 12.
那我就感觉，既然这样的话，他为什么还要有这一段时间这样单独的与父亲在一起，像刚才我们读到他在拣选十二个使徒之前。
It was not a mistake that he chose Judas. That was not a mistake.
他拣选了里面包括犹大，这不是一个错误。
We don't understand many things, but God knew what he was doing.
我们不了解很多事，但是神知道他在做什么。
I'll try to save a little bit of time by just talking to you about some of the things that I have in my notes.
我会节省一些时间，只把我那个草稿上面所讲的跟大家讲。
When you travel, it's a little more difficult to find a secret place.
当我们在旅行的时候，很难找到这样一个隐秘处。
Not impossible.
虽然不是不可能。
In Acts 9, and don't turn there, please, but you can just write it down, you can look at it later.
在使徒行传第九章，你现在不需要翻，你就先写下来。
Acts 10.
其实是使徒行传第十章。
Peter traveled to Joppa.
那时候彼得去到约帕那个地方。
And he was staying with another brother or sister or friend in Joppa. And he got up and went onto the rooftop to pray.
那个时候他住在一个朋友或者弟兄姐妹家，到约在午正的时候，他就去到房顶去祷告。
I believe he was all alone, except God was there.
我相信他是单独个人在那里但是有神与他在一起。
And you know the story.
大家知道这个故事。
God gave him a vision.
神给了他一个异象。
A sheet came down from heaven.
一块大布从天上垂下来。
With all kinds of animals that he was forbidden to eat.
在那里面有很多不洁净的，它是被禁止被吃的一些动物。
As a Jew,
作为犹太人。
And God said,
然后神说
，Rise and eat.
起来宰了吃。
And Peter said, I can't eat that.
然后彼得就说，主啊，我不可以的。
So God repeated it two more times.
然后神就重复了，又重复两次。
And somehow Peter got the message.
最后彼得得着这个信息。
It was a great thing.
这是一件何等大的事。
Because of the result of that, and I'm not saying that only, but the result of that was, we are here today because we're Gentiles, and God opened the door of the gospel to the Gentiles through Peter.
那这件事跟如此的大，那我只能说，今天我们能够在这里，就是因为当时神借着这个异象，打开了向外邦人传福音的门，所以我们作为外邦人可以接受这个福音。
Would you not say that was a great result of that prayer?
难道我们不说这是一个何等伟大的祷告吗？
If John had not been banished to Patmos,
如果约翰他不被驱逐到拔摩海岛，
Would we have the book of Revelation today and his gospel?
我们今天会有启示录和约翰福音吗？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But I wondered about that.
但我在思想这件事。
I heard that John's gospel was written when John was about 90 from memory. He was brilliant.
那我所听见的就是约翰是在他90岁左右的时候凭着记忆写下约翰福音。这是何等美好的一个头脑。
When the Lord Jesus Christ arrested Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus Road,
当这个使徒 扫罗，当时是扫罗在去大马士革的路上的时候。
What a great! I love to read Acts 9. I love to read that story of his conversion.
啊，我非常的喜爱这个故事，非常喜爱来读《使徒行传》第九章。
When he writes to the church in Galatia, some of his testimony, he tells them that, well, after that happened, he went to Arabia for 3 years.
啊，后来他在写给哥林多教会的书信里面提到，在那个事情发生之后，他去到阿拉伯的旷野有三年。
And I believe that God got him alone.
那我相信那是神把他带到一个单独的与神在一起的时候。
I think if we go back to Genesis 12, we find out that God called Abraham and met him, and then wanted him to come out alone, apart.
而且当我们来读创世纪十二章的时候，我相信我们会读到神是呼召亚伯拉罕，让亚伯拉罕单独跟神在一起。
Well, he took his father, was it his father or father-in-law? He took him with him and Lot, and obeyed the Lord and left.
那个时候呢，他是出来了。离开本地本族，但是他却带着他的父亲或者他的岳父，还有就是罗德。
And the father died, or the father-in-law, I forget what it was, they died. And eventually, I believe it's in Genesis 13, Lot left.
然后他的父亲去世了，之后呢，他的侄子罗德也离开了。
But the Bible tells us a wonderful thing. The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
然后圣经讲了一件非常奇妙的是，就是荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
There are a number of reasons why I want to encourage you today to do this.
有很多的原因，我想今天鼓励大家来这样做。
My primary thought in wanting us all to get alone with God is this.
也许我主要的原因是这样。
So that in heaven, it will be said of us today.That the God of glory appeared to us.
就是以后在天上的时候，也有这样一句来描述我们每个人，荣耀的神向他显现。
I believe the kind of divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that God wants to give us does not happen in a group.
这是我个人的相信，就是神那神圣的启示，不是向一群人，经常是单独的向人启示。
So God wants to get us alone with Him.
所以神让我们单独跟他在一起。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32.
让我们翻到创世纪第三十二章。
And we're going to read about the very interesting and very active prayer meeting that Jacob had at night, in the middle of the night.
那我们来读的就是一个很有趣的祷告聚会。那个时候雅各是一个人在旷野里。
I would like to read Genesis 28, but I won't take the time because Genesis 28 tells us when God met Jacob as he was running away from home.
我们没有时间来读创世纪二十八章，那里面是讲雅各他从家里逃出来之后的经历。
And possibly 20 years after Genesis 28, in Genesis 32, Jacob is coming back home because God said, "Go back home, and I'm going to bless you."
在创世纪二十八章之后，大概有二十年时间。现在我们到了创世纪第三十二章，因为神跟雅各说，现在我要带你回你的本家。
So let's read from Genesis 32, beginning at verse 22.To the end of the chapter.
所以我们来读从三十二章的二十二节到这一章的末了。
This is talking about Jacob.
这是讲到雅各。
And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口。
And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over.That he had.
先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去。
If you've been a Christian for even a little while,
如果你是基督徒，虽然好像只刚刚成为基督徒
，I think you will have read this account of Jacob's life.
我相信你已经读过这一段关于雅各的生活里、生命里的故事。
I hope you would have.
我希望你真的读过。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
And the, this person, this one wrestling with Jacob said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
这个与雅各摔跤的人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Could I have your attention looking at me for a minute, not your Bible?
大家先把圣经放下来看看注意在我身上。
This is not a rhetorical question.
这不是一个设问句。
How many of you besides myself have ever prayed that prayer, Lord?I will not let you go unless you bless me. How many with me? I prayed it.
我这样祷告过。有多少人跟我一样这样祷告过？就说你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Put your hand up and let me and hold it up.
大家举起手，把它举起来，不要放下。
Not very many.
不是很多。
Not very many.
不是很多。
Well, I'm not.Particularly encouraging prayer from a prayer book, but I want to encourage you to pray that prayer.
我个人不是很赞同大家照着祷告书上的写下来的照着去读去祷告，但是我却鼓励大家做这样的祷告。
Lord, I need your blessing. I want your blessing. So I'm going to hold on to you until you bless me.
主啊，我要你的祝福。所以我要抓住你，直到你祝福我。
Now you know what happened to Jacob when he prayed that prayer, don't you?
大家知道吧？就是当雅各这样祷告的时候，什么发生了？我们都读了。
This angel, or I believe it was the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I believe. But this person, in the dark, dead of night, touched him back here somewhere, and crippled him for life.
这个天使。这个使者，我相信就是主耶稣他自己。他是在天黎明的时候与雅各摔跤，而且摸了他一下，从让他这一生从此之后就瘸了。
And then he asked Jacob, Jacob, what is your name?
然后他就问雅各，你的名字是什么
？And he said, Jacob.
他就说我名叫雅各。
And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.
那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
I'm not sure, really, why I have the affliction that I have. I'm not sure.
有的时候我不太确定为什么我遭遇了我所遭遇的苦难。
But it may be as a result of me praying that prayer.
也许就是因为我做了这样的祷告。
Lord, I want your blessing.
主啊，我要你的祝福。
I want to remind you also this morning that for a personal, life-changing, divine revelation, there is a cost.
我还要提醒大家的，就是那个在隐秘处给你个人的那个启示，也许你是要付代价的。
Salvation is free.
这个救恩是白白的。
And that's wonderful.
何等的美好。
But God wants to reveal His Son in us and to us.
但是神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And there's a cost for that.
这里面有一个代价要付。
Verse 29.
第二十九节。
And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there.
雅各问他说，请你将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。
And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
雅各便给那地方起名叫皮努伊勒, 意思说, 我面对面见了神, 我的性命仍得保存。
There was a belief in that day that if anybody was to see God, they would die. They could not live because of the greatness and the splendor of God.
在那个时候, 人都相信, 如果一个人见到神, 那必然是个死人, 因为神是何等的伟大, 奇妙, 何等的圣洁。
But Jacob said, Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved.
但雅各在那里说, 我面对面见了神, 我的性命仍得保存。
And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him and he halted upon his thigh.
日头刚出来的时候, 雅各经过皮努伊勒, 他的大腿就瘸了。
Okay, we'll stop there.
我们就先停在这里。
Before this encounter with the angel, or this person that Jacob wrestled with,
当雅各与神的使者在这里摔跤之前,
all the things that Jacob got, the blessing, the birthright, the wealth from Laban, working with Laban, they were for him.
在这个之前雅各得的祝福, 像, 他的长子名分, 然后他的牛羊, 这些都是为着他自己的好处。
And up until that time, it seems to me that Jacob said, Lord, bless me, but he could not bless other people, I think.
在那个时候我感觉他向神求的是祝福我, 但是他并不能祝福其他人。
But after this, he could bless Pharaoh, he could bless all of his sons, the blessings just poured from his life.
但在这个之后, 他可以祝福法老, 祝福他的儿子们, 从他生命里面, 就是倾倒出这么多的祝福。
I think many of you have heard of Margaret Barber.
我相信很多人在我们中间知道何寿恩教士。
She went to China as a missionary.
她去中国作为一个, 宣教士。
Around 1900, 1930, somewhere in there.
在, 1900到1930年间,
and she prayed for 10 years that God would raise up in China men whose eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
她有十年祷告说在中国有人的眼睛被打开可以看到万军之主。
And God arranged that, some young men who belonged to the Lord and were serving the Lord, one of them, Watchman Nee, met Margaret Barber and began to go to her little village and have fellowship with her.
那神就兴起当时在服侍主的年轻人, 中间就有一个叫尼托生的, 然后他就来到这个小村子里面, 来与这位何寿恩姐妹见面。
And Brother Nee and the others discovered over a period of time that this woman knows God.
然后在一段时间之后, 尼弟兄跟其他一些年轻弟兄就发现, 这个姐妹她是认识神的。
Now, if God has given us some measure of spiritual perception, we cannot say that with the same emphasis about everybody.
如果我们中间有人是, 认识神, 得着神的话, 很多人不能这样被描述的。
Yeah, I cannot say about all the brothers and sisters that I know, and I know a lot of them, I cannot say, man, they really know God.
我遇到很多的弟兄姐妹, 但不是很多的, 我觉得可以说这个弟兄或者姐妹他是, 很大的认识神, 很多的认识。
But Watchman Nee recognized Margaret Barber knows the Lord.
但是尼弟兄那时候就认识到何寿恩认识神。
In a deep way.
而且是在很深的程度认识神。
And she suffered because of it.
因此所以他在那里承受苦难。
But she counseled Watchman Nee because he asked for it.
然后他就来教导尼弟兄，因为尼弟兄请求他来指教。
And our dear brother Christian Chen compiled a book about Margaret Barber.
然后, 我们的陈希曾弟兄曾经写过一本关于何寿恩姐妹的书。
It's just a small book because we don't know a lot about her life.
这本书很 短很小，因为我们不太知道何姐妹她生命里面很多的事。
The book is called Anchored to Infinity.
那本书就是抛锚在永远里。
And on the back of the book you will read this.
在这个书的后面你可以读到
No Margaret Barber, No Watchman Nee.
如果没有何寿恩就没有尼托生。
She met the Lord somewhere. She met the Lord, went to China, and poured her life out for China.
在她生命的某一个时刻，她遇见了神，之后就把她的生命倾倒为了中国。
And I heard this. That Brother Nee said to her, "You need to go throughout China and preach. You know the Lord. Go and preach to different cities."
根据记载，尼弟兄曾经跟何姐妹说：“你认识神，所以你应该。”把神向人来传讲，你应该去中国很多的地方，很多的城市来传讲神，你认识神。
She said no.
她就说不。
And she stayed there and prayed in that little, I think it was the village of White Tooth Rock, I think. She stayed there and prayed and prayed, and God worked.
然后我相信她就在那个小村子里面祷告又祷告，是在福建的白
Brothers and sisters,
一个小村子里面。
God is no man's debtor.
弟兄姐妹们，神不欠我们任何人。
What does that mean?
这句话什么意思？
That means if you tell the Lord and you do it by His grace, from today on, I'm going to get alone with you, Lord, every day, and you go to that place, you will find He's there waiting for you, and God will work, and He'll answer prayer, because He's not our debtor. He will do it.
如果你跟神祈求之后，神让你去一个地方，而且你也顺服去的话，你会发现还没到的时候，神已经在那里做工了。
When I went to be alone with the Lord for that week, I didn't know what to do, and it wasn't, I wasn't like another one, a person I heard about, a young man. He said, the big shock to me about people spending an hour in prayer is this: I go and pray, and after 5 minutes, I don't know what to say. I'm finished.
It's okay. 我不知道怎样去描述当时神让我单独一周的时间两周的时间到那个地方与他祷告。但是我真的是非常的震惊，听到有些人说他甚至花一个小时与神都不可以，因为5分钟祷告之后就已经不知道要跟神讲什么了。
When God got Jacob alone and he met God,His life was changed forever.
当神让雅各单独跟他在一起之后，他遇见神，整个生命都被改变了。
Brothers and sisters, there's no other way. There is no other way.
弟兄姐妹们，再没有其他的道路，没有其他的办法了。
But to get alone with God every day and say, Lord, here I am. I'm here before you.
就是每天与神单独在一起，向神说：“神呐，我在这里。”
I want to read you a testimony, a short testimony of dear brother Sparks.
我想读一段史百克弟兄很短的一个见证。
Listen to what he said.
大家来听他讲的是什么。
Now maybe if you've read any of his messages that he has.He didn't write them, I don't think, but they were compiled. Some of the books he's written. You will know he says very little about himself.
如果你读过史百克弟兄的书或者听过他的信息，很多他的信息是被写成书的，那你会发现在里面他很少讲到他自己。
But I will tell you what I believe about our dear brother Sparks.
但是我要告诉你我所相信关于史百克弟兄的。
No one, in the last 2 centuries, at least, no one,in his ministry, brings us face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ all the time.
在过去的200年间，没有其他任何一位，再没有了，像史百克弟兄一样，把人带到神面前面对面。
That's his one desire, Christ.
因为这就是他里面的那个渴望。
Go to Genesis, you'll find Christ. That's him, Brother Sparks. Go through the Bible. I know Brother Kong.Feels the same way because he spoke some messages on seeing Christ in all the books of the Bible. I know that.
因为史百克弟兄在哪里都看到基督，像从创世纪 里面可以看到基督。江守道弟兄也是同样的负担，所以江弟兄有一本书叫做《从圣经里面的每本书来看到基督》。
There's no other way.
没有其他的道路。
Now, I will admit to all of you that in our life, June's in my life, she's the techie. I'm the kindergarten learner.
那我要讲在起码在我们家里面，我是那个受教的。那我的妻子仲是那个教导幼儿园孩子的人。
She's not a geek.
她并不是一个geek.
Never mind.
并不是一个很懂很多事的人。
We just had occasion to go to Best Buy to try to get our computer fixed, and they could not do it.
最近我把我的电脑拿到那个 Best Buy 去修，那里面有很多 geek， 但他们也修不好我的电脑。
But that's another answer to prayer. I'll tell you about later if you want to know it.
那个另外一个故事是讲到神听了祷告，那有机会我会讲。
Brother Sparks, listen.
施柏克弟兄，大家来听。
May I give you my testimony?
请允许我告诉你我的见证。
What we say ought to be true of ourselves.
我们关于自己所说的应该是真实的。
There was a time in my life when I was preaching a lot, and many people were calling me to preach.
在我生命中有一段我讲了很多的道，别人也来邀请我讲道。
And the whole thing was becoming a terrible burden.
然后整件事就成为一个极大的重担。
I was working day and night to find something to preach about.
日日夜夜我在寻找可以讲道的内容。
I had a library of 2,000 books, all the latest ones.
我的那个图书馆里面，我自己的私藏有超过2000本的最新的书。
And the preaching business was a great burden to me.
但是这个讲道这件事却成了我极大的重担。
I felt like the poor Israelites, when Pharaoh told them that they would have to find a straw to make their bricks with.
我就像那个可怜的以色列人，要找草来做砖。
I was looking everywhere for straw.
我就到处去寻找。做砖的草。
The day came when I said that I could go on like that no longer.
有一天，就有个声音对我说：“你不能再这样继续下去。”
People might have thought me a good preacher, but they never knew how miserable the preacher was.
也大家都觉得我是一个很伟大的讲员，但我自己知道何等的悲惨。
Listen.
大家听。
So one day I went into my room and shut the door.
有一天，我就进到内室，关上门。
I got down on my knees and told the Lord that I could go on no longer unless He did something for me greater than He had ever done before.
然后我就跪下来跟神说，我不能再继续下去了，除非你做更大的事。
If not, I was going to give up the preaching, and I meant it. I should have sent in my resignation, for I was a minister of a church.
如果不是的话，那我就要放弃了，我就要把我的辞职书写给我现在正在服侍的教会。
The Lord did do something. He led me to my Bible, to Romans 6.
然后神真的是做了，他带我来到罗马书第六章。
And I read the first four verses.
我读了前四节。
These were no new words to me.
这些对我不是新鲜的话。
I knew them quite well.
我里面很了解这些话。
As a Bible teacher, I could tell you what was in any book of the Bible, and I knew Romans and could have quoted these verses.
我是一个圣经的教师，所以我对整本圣经非常的熟，包括罗马书这里所讲的。
But the Lord spoke to me that day, and it was as though He put His finger on those words and said, "Do you know that when I died, you died, and not only as a sinner, but as a man, and not only as a man, but as a preacher?"
然后神就好像把他的指头指在这些话里面，告诉我，你知道吗？与我同死，与我同死这件事情，不光是作为罪人，而且是作为一个人，而且是作为一个讲道的人，你是归入我的死。
It has been you who have been doing all the preaching, and not I who have been doing it through you.
以前你都是凭着你自己在讲道，不是我在你里面讲。
You've been doing it all by yourself.
你完全是靠自己。
It's the Lord speaking to him.
这是主向他讲话。
You looked up certain subject and thought it was a good thing to preach about, And so you preached on it.
你搜索找到一个好的题目，然后就这样准备，用这个内容来讲道。
So I left you to it.
所以我就让你这样做了。
But when I died, you died.
但是，当我死的时候，你也死了。
It ought not now to be you, but me.
现在不该是你，应该是我在你里面活着。
I should decide what you preach.
我应该决定你该讲什么道。
I should give you your messages.
我应该把这个信息给你。
I should be your wisdom and your power in your ministry.
我应该成为你服事中的智慧跟力量。
Those sound like words. But if you had been in my condition, it would have been more than words.
那些好像只是一些话，但如果你照着刚才所讲的去做的话，这些就不单单只是话语而已。
Those verses that I knew so well in Romans 6 became new to me.
这些我在罗马书第六章以前所如此熟悉的话，现在却成了新的。
I said, "It can be no longer me."
然后我就说，不再是我，主啊。
Lord, but it must be you. I will never preach again unless you give me the message.
我以后除非你给我，我就再也不讲道。
And the Lord did that.
然后神就这样做了。
That was over 30 years ago.
那是三十年前。
I have done much more preaching in those 30 years than ever before.
在三十年之中，我就比以前更多的一些讲道。
My testimony is that never in 30 years have I had to work to get a message.
我的见证就是在这三十年之中，没有任何一次我需要自己去找题目、找内容。
Yes, I've studied the Bible.
确实，我是在学习圣经。
And I worked hard with the Word of God, but God has given me the messages.
我也非常的努力去学神的话，但真正这些话语是神给我的。
Often I begin and I could go on and on and on. It would be a joy to do so. You see, we can have the fullness of Christ all the way along.
当这样开始之后，我是很喜乐的跟从，因为这就是我在基督里面的生活。
Brothers and sisters, there's no other way.
弟兄姐妹们，再没有其他的道路。
There's no other way.
再没有其他道路。
Do you want?God to give you a revelation of Christ.
你愿意神向你把基督启示吗？
You have to get alone with him.
你必须与他单独在一起。
You have to do it.
你必须。
Well, you say, I don't have time.
你可能说我没时间。
Ben, you don't know how busy I am.
你不知道我有多忙。
And I think we could all say that.
我想我们都可以这样讲。
But in Luke chapter 10,No, don't turn there. But in Luke chapter 10, we read the story of Jesus going to a place he loved to go to rest.
在路加福音第十章，大家不需要翻到那里，讲到主耶稣去到一个他很喜爱的地方休息。
To Bethany,
就是伯大尼。
His friends were there.
他的朋友们在那里。
He had so many enemies in Jerusalem and so much pressure. He'd go there to rest.
他在很多地方有压力，在耶路撒冷有敌人，但他去伯大尼是去休息。
He went there.
他去了那里。
And Martha prepared a really nice meal for him.
马大就为他准备了饭食，美好的饭食。
But Mary went and sat at his feet and didn't want to miss a word.
但是玛利亚就坐在主耶稣的座前，不想错过任何一句话。
And Martha got upset.
这个时候马大他心里面就烦扰了。
Jesus,
他说耶稣
tell Mary to help me.
让玛利亚来帮我。
Jesus is wisdom.
耶稣就是智慧。
And he said, Mary has chosen. Oh, no, he said, there's one thing needful, one thing.
然后主耶稣就是说不可少的只有一件。
And Mary has chosen that good part.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
Brothers and sisters, there's one thing that's needful.
弟兄姐妹们，不可少的只有一件。
And that's that each one of us individually need to get alone with God.
就是我们每一个人都要单独的与神在一起。
These are not my words.
这些不是我的话。
I didn't come from Canada to tell you my words.
我不是从加拿大来跟大家讲我要讲的话。
These are God's words.
这些是神的话。
It's important. I don't want to leave you today unless you say in your heart, Lord, by your grace, and let me tell you, you cannot do it in your own strength, never.
何等的重要，就是我今天在这里跟大家讲，要单独与神在一起，这是恩典，因为我们没有人能够这样做。
If you decide today, because I'm preaching this, you tell it in your heart, you say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to do that by your grace.
如果你今天听到我这样讲，那你心里应该这样说，主啊，我愿意借着你的恩典单独与你有这样的时间。
Before you start, go to Ephesians chapter 6 and read verses 10 to 20. Before you start, don't read them now.
但是在你开始之前来读以弗所书六章从第十节开始，但现在不要去翻。
Because you're going to begin a new warfare.
因为如果这样的话，你要开始进入一场征战。
Anybody say amen?
有没有 amen?
Have you tried it?
你有没有试过呢？
It's war.
是一场征战。
It's a battle.
是一场仗。
So Isaiah said in Isaiah 6 and 5, which I read, and Margaret Barber prayed, Lord, raise up men whose eyes, not these eyes, but the eyes have seen the King, the Lord of battles.
所以在以赛亚书，还有就是何寿恩姐妹她的祷告，就是说，神啊，你兴起一些人，是眼睛，不是这个，是心里的眼睛被打开，可以在征战里面进攻用的。
You may say, I've tried it.
也许你说我是。
And I don't know what to say when I go there.
到了单独的时候我都不知道该说什么。
Well, go there and listen.
那你就去那里听。
And wait.
等候。
Now God, when we were in Cuba a year ago last December with Christian Chen, it was wonderful to have him there.
去年在古巴的时候，陈锡曾弟兄在去年去到古巴，非常美好的时候。
And as I recall, this is one of the things he said.
我记得这是一件他所提到的事。
God gives us time as a part of our inheritance. Time.
神给我们的时间就是我们产业里的一部分。
I'm sure it's the same here in Texas, though this might stagger a little bit. You have 24 hours in a day.
我相信在德州跟任何地方都一样，虽然时区不一样，就是每个人都有一天24个小时。
And in this way, Canada is the same, 24 hours.
在加拿大也是一天二十四小时。
Now seriously, can you give him 1 hour a day? Can you give him 1 hour? Don't answer that.
认真的来讲，你有没有一天能够有一个小时的时间拿出来？大家不需要回答。
Answer it in your heart.
在你心里回答。
You may say, Ben, that's quite a lot of time to go to be alone. An hour.
你也许会说，哇，这么长的时间单独。
And how many times you look at your watch?
然后你就看
5 minutes.
已经
I've only used up 5 minutes.
然后你
So I want to take my watch off and hide it.
然后你这样去做，很可能过了很久，你一看才只有五分钟，然后你就要把表藏起来，不看表了。
Go there and thank him.
去那里你可以感谢他。
For everything he brings into your mind.
就是任何他放在你思想里的事情。
Go there and praise him.
在那里你可以赞美他。
And tell him you want to adore him.
告诉他你要在那里。
What does it mean to adore? What does it mean to adore somebody?
颂赞一个人是什么意思？
I'm not sure, but I think it's you can't take your eyes off them.
我不太了解，但是我相信就是你的眼目不会从他身上转开。
Go there and confess all your sins.
去那里向他认你所有的罪。
And praise him and believe.That he has taken them all away, believe that, and thank him and worship him.
赞美他，而且相信他已经把你的罪都拿掉。
Go there and thank him.
敬拜他。
Thank him that when that you're in him, and when God looks at you, he sees him.
在那里感谢他，因为你在主里面。当神看到我们的时候，神看到的是主耶稣自己。
Did you get that?
你了解了吗？
That when God looks at you, he sees Christ.
当神看到你的时候，看到的是基督。
If you're born again,
如果你是已经重生的话。
How many believe that?
有多少人相信这件事？
Listen, that's a great thing for assurance.
听这句话，这是一个何等大的确据。
Yes, the devil will come against you and you'll have many temptations. Many, many things will happen. But just believe, you belong to him and God sees Christ when he looks at you.
虽然恶者还要来引诱你，还要来指责你，但是不要怕，因为你已经在他里面。当神看到你，神看到的是基督。
Do you want to have God reveal Christ to you in a greater way?
你愿意神把基督更大更深地向你启示吗？
Then go there and tell him that.
那你就去到那里告诉神。
And make a list of your brothers and sisters that you know they need to have prayer.
然后带一个单子，就是你知道有些弟兄姐妹需要你的祷告的。
And if you don't know anybody to put on your prayer list, put me there.
如果你祷告的单上没有其他人，把我放在单子上面。
I know some of you have done that already, not because you don't have others, but you tell me, and I'm so thankful you pray for me.
那我知道有些人真的是把我放在他们的祷告里面，虽然不是说他们没有人可以祷告，但是我非常的感谢他们把我放在他们的祷告里。
You know, to come here, we were supposed to come a month ago, and I canceled. I was so weak, I could not think about traveling.
知道吗？我本来一个月前就要来这里的，但是那个时候我身体非常的虚弱，根本不可能去想我还能旅行。
And 21 days in Cuba, every day was a miracle for me.
所以21天在古巴，每天对我来讲都是一个神迹。
I told the brothers and sisters I could hardly stand up, but I was there, and God was using me, speaking and strengthening me, and I thank the Lord for that.
在那里的时候，我跟弟兄姐妹讲，我站起来的力量都没有，但是在古巴那一段，我每天都起来跟大家来传讲。
I cannot tell you how many times I thought about canceling the second time.
我都已经记不清有多少次我要取消这次行程。
But the Lord has touched me.
但是神
I thank the Lord for that.
但是神感动我，我感谢神。
God gave June and I 3 weeks at a condominium on the ocean of Florida on the east side, and God touched me, and I thank the Lord.
神给我有机会在佛罗里达东边的海边有3周时间住在一个condo 里面。
So I'm here today.
所以因着这个休息，我现在可以在这里。
I ask myself.
我就问自己。
Ben, who are you? You're just a poor boy from Canada, very poor boy. I say with Jeremiah, I'm a child. And with Moses, Lord, I don't know how to speak. And with others, I.But the Lord has done something.
我就说 ，Ben， 你到底是谁呀？你只不过是一个穷孩子而已。所以我觉得我就像耶利米一样跟神说，我只不过是个孩子，像摩西一样跟神说，我不会说话，但是借着神的大能，我可以在这里。
That's why I say to the Lord, Lord, we have to have your anointing. We have to have it.
所以我们跟神说，我们需要神的恩膏。
So, now, I had someone come to me this morning.
今天早上有人来到我面前。
And I hope this person will forgive me. I'm not going to tell you who it was.
我不会告诉你他是谁，但是我希望这个人原谅我。
And they said, Ben, would you pray for my son?
因为他跟我说 ，Ben， 你能不能为我的儿子祷告
？Pray for my son，
为我的儿子祷告。
Now listen carefully，
请大家仔细听。
When you had those of you that are mothers and fathers, and you had your kids, when you had that first baby, did you know what to do？
在我们中间这些父母有孩子的，当你刚有了第一个孩子的时候，你知不知道该怎么做呢
？Now all you that are parents, answer me and shake your head。
希望这些父母这样来回答我。
I didn't know what to do. I wanted this little baby.
我真的想要这个孩子，但我真的不知道该怎么办。
I thought we had to have him.
我只是觉得我们要有一个孩子。
And now I don't know what to do.
但现在我就不知道该怎么办。
And he cries, and I don't know. I want to run away.
当孩子哭的时候，我都不知道怎么对付，干脆就逃走了。
Can I tell you, God arranged it that way?
但让我告诉你，这是神安排的事。
Why?
为什么
？So you'd cry out to the Lord.
所以你可以向神呼求。
So I have 2 sons.
我有两个儿子。
So we would cry out to the Lord.
所以我们可以向神来呼求。
Lord, I don't know what to do.
主啊，我不知道该怎么办。告诉我。
And now, our sons are 48 and 49, I think, and God took care of them.
现在我的两个儿子大概是47、48、49岁，
okay.
神。照顾了他们。
I'm not going to ask the ladies this.
我不会这样来问在座的女士。
All of you husbands, look at me, give me your eyes.
但是这些丈夫们，大家看着我的眼睛。
When you got married, did you know what to do?
当你结婚的时候，你知道该怎么做吗
？Join me.
然后跟我一起这样。
Why?
为什么
？So that we cry out to the Lord.
所以我们可以向神呼求。
Show me what to do with this woman.
告诉我对这个女人该如何办呢
？I don't understand her.
因为我根本不了解她。
And she doesn't understand me.
她也不了解我。
And if you did that,
如果你这样做
，and you were very quiet, God will speak to you.
如果你安静的话，神会对你说。
And he'll say, "Husband, lay down your life for her, and love her to death."
神会轻声跟你说，这个做丈夫的，舍命为你的妻子，爱她。
I know a few, only a few, families.
我只知道很少的几个家庭
and they are the envy of all the other brothers and sisters that I know
他就是其他我所知道的认识他们的弟兄姐妹里面那个羡慕
why
为什么
because all of their children are following the Lord and walking with the Lord
因为他们的孩子们都在那里跟随主服侍神
and if the truth was known and you went and talked to the parentsYou would find out, maybe not together, but at least one of them is found a secret place. And they've gone there daily. And they said, Lord, you know what's happening with my son, my daughter. They're in the far country, and I don't like it, and I don't want it. And you don't give up and keep going there every day and say, Lord, hear me, answer. And God will save them.
如果他们中间有人这样跟你讲的话他们中间起码会有一家这是一个真理就是有人是天天单独的跟神在一起为孩子们向神祈求因为他们的孩子在外的时候他们心里面觉得没有把握就在这样说神呐、啊、你不要放弃他一直带领他拯救他这是父母的祷告
And if you do this don't tell your children and don't tell anybody this is secret
如果你这样做的话你这样为孩子祷告不需要告诉孩子们因为这是隐秘处的祷告但你去那里
But go there.
去那里
And before long
那不久之后
They will notice something Dad, what's happened to you? Your face is shining What's going on?
然后人就会注意到这个人的脸目开始放光了大家就要问哎，发生了什么
I've been spending time alone with God praying for you
因为我在神面前单独花了时间为你祷告了。
Can God do it?
神能做吗
？Yes.
神会。
We have a friend, a family in Columbus, Ohio.
在 Ohio 的哥伦布，我有一家朋友。
And I asked the wife to tell June and myself something about her testimony.
然后我就让妻子把她的故事告诉我跟众。
She's Indian, she comes from a Hindu family.
她是印度人，从印度教的家庭里面长大。
Her mother and father, I don't know what's happened since we met, were there, but we're not saved.
甚至她自己的父母，可能现在有改变，但是父母都没有信主。
And when they went to visit them in India, the grandpop and the grandmom would take the kids to the temple.
然后当他们回印度的时候。他们的祖父母就要带孩子们进到印度的那些神庙里。
And the mother and father did not like that.
但是这个孩子的父母不允许发生。
So the mother began to pray.
然后妈妈就开始祷告。
For the father, for her father and mother, the grandparents.
就为着孩子的祖父母来祷告。
In India, who are not saved. And she prayed.
因为她的父母是。
And she prayed, and she prayed, and she wept. And it was a had a it was a.Kind of a heavy burden that I think the Lord didn't want her to carry herself.
然后她就在那里祷告，祷告，祷告着就开始哭泣，因为这是一个重担。但我相信神不愿意这个妈妈来担这样的重担。
And one day the Lord spoke to her, similar to the way He spoke to Brother Sparks.
然后有一天神就向这个姐妹来讲话，就像神向斯百克弟兄讲话一样。
You preached from yourself, and I let you to it.
就是你一直都是靠自己来讲道
so,
那我就以前允许你
So she was listening and she felt she heard the Lord say this
然后她就在听她觉得她听到神这样跟她讲
If you want to carry your mother and father the way you're carrying them and weeping and crying so that you're you're a bad example to your children. But if you want to keep carrying them that way, that's okay.
然后神就跟他讲，如果你是这样的哭泣，愿意照你以前的办法，把这个重担担在肩上，改变你的自己的父母，他们是在印度教里面还没有信主。
But if you give them to me, God said, I'll take responsibility for them.
嗯，那你可以这样。但是如果你把他们交给我，我负他们的责任。
How do I know that was a word from God?
我怎么知道这是从神来的话
？She was free.
因为她得释放了。
She rejoiced in that.
那个时候她很喜乐了，
said,
在享受这个喜乐。
Lord, I'm going to leave them with you.
然后她就说：“好啊，主啊，我把他们交给你了。
”It doesn't mean she never prayed for them again.
并不是说她在这个之后不再为自己的父母祷告。
But she was trusting the Lord that the Lord was going to take care of them.
因为她已经信靠了神，神会负责任。
You know.When God gives you a word, you know what? You can remind him of that word in prayer.
知道吗？如果神给你一句话，你可以再用这句话来提醒神，向神祷告。
You really can.
Because 你可以的。
We see that Moses did that.
因为摩西是这样的。
You remember when he was up on the mountain and he came down and there was Aaron and all of them dancing around that golden calf?
还记得吗？摩西从山上下来的时候，亚伦跟其他的子民就围着那个金牛犊在那里跳舞。
Well, how horrible was that? Moses.
何等可怕。
You know, Moses got angry and threw the tablets down and they were broken.
我们知道吗？我们知道摩西当时发了烈怒，甚至把两块石板都摔碎了。
And God said to Moses.
神就对摩西讲。
Something like this.
就像这样的话。
Step aside. I'm going to destroy them and start a new nation with you.
就说你站在一边，我要灭掉这些民，然后兴起你的后代。
Do you remember what Moses said?
记得摩西怎么讲吗？
Moses reminded God, God, when we were in Egypt, you said you were going to deliver us, and you brought us all that way. What are the Egyptians and the heathen going to think if you destroy them now?
因为那个时候摩西在提醒神，记得吗？在埃及的时候，你说你要解救这些人，那现在你如果把他们灭掉的话，这些外面的人，埃及人，他们会怎样说你呢？
I'm going to read a poem for you, and we've done a little homework, so he already has it in Chinese.
我想跟大家读一首诗歌。
Because I know that if I dump this on him suddenly, it will take a long time.
弟兄已经有预备了，我也知道，如果我不预先给弟兄的话，这个翻译的人他一下子是翻不出来的。
But I thank the Lord for our brother.
但是感谢神，神预备了。
This poem was written by Adelaide Pollard. She was an Indian, I think a Native American Indian. Listen carefully.
这首诗是被作者是Adelaide Pollard. 她是在这里土生的印第安人。
Oh, I want to give thanks to Michael because he translated it into Chinese for me.
在这里要感谢张世桥弟兄，因为是他把它已经翻成中文了。
We are so dependent on one another.
我们是如此的彼此依靠。
There is a place where thou canst touch the eyes.
有一处你能抚摸盲眼。
Of blinded men to instant perfect sight.
瞎眼者即可完全看见。
There is a place where thou canst say, Arise.
有一处你能吩咐起来。
To dying captives bound in chains of night.
将亡徒深夜尽脱锁链。
There is a place where thou canst reach the store.
有一处你能开启金库。
Of hoarded gold and free it for the Lord.
使宝藏完全侍奉上主。
There is a place here or on a distant shore.
有一处在此或在远方。
Where thou can send the worker and the word.
你可差工人话语事主。
There is a place where heaven's resistless power.
有一处上天破竹能力。
Responsive moves to thine insistent plea.
要运作照你恒切恳请。
There is a place, a silent, holy hour.
有一处安静圣洁时候。
Where God Himself descends and works for thee.
神亲自降临，为你做工。
Where is that secret place, dost thou ask?
隐秘处在哪里，你来发问。
Where? O soul, it is the secret place of prayer.
在密室我心祷告求寻。
I do not have 2,000 books in my library.
在我的私人藏书里面没有超过2000本书。
But I have a wonderful library that I take with me.
但我却有一个图书馆一直带着在我身边。
And I'm so thankful for the Word of God.
啊，我何等的感激为着神的话。
I have not finished, but I'm finished.
我还没有结束，但是我必须要结束了。
There's no other way.
没有其他的路。
Some of you, I'm sure, you already have that secret place.
在我们中间，我相信有一些人，你已经有这个隐秘处。
But if you don't,
如果你没有
，I hope that after today, you will tell the Lord that you want to have that. You want His enabling and grace to get there and work with Him.
那我希望，如果没有的话，今天之后，你可以向神有个祈求，让神。他的大能恩典的大能让你可以与他在隐秘处单独会面
The devil and the world and many other things our flesh will do everything they can to prevent you from doing that
这个恶者还有世界周围所有的人事物都会经常的来阻挡我们完成这件事
Anybody agree with that?
有人同意吗
？The devil and the world will try to stop.
这恶者，这世界会试着来阻挡我们。
And it will be a battle.
这将会是一场征战。
But there's no other way.
没有其他的路。
Sometimes we wonder, why do we have to pray?
有的时候我们在思想为什么要祷告呢
？God can do anything.
因为神无所不能。
Isn't that true?
是不是呢
？He's sovereign.
他是有主权的。
He knows everything.
他无所不知
He can do anything.
他也无所不能
Why does he want us to pray?
为什么他要我们祷告呢
I'm not sure I know the answer to that, but I'm going to tell you what I believe.
我不太确定答案是什么，但我告诉你我所相信的。
He made us in his image.
因为他是照着他的形象造了我。
We're like him.
我们像他一样。
And he wants to work in a glorious way, but he wants us to get, the reward and the benefit of that work, so he draws us into his work, and he does the work, and someday he will reward us. That's what I think.
这是何等荣耀的一件事，就是他让我们进入他的做工里面，把他的道路指引我们，然后在我们如此行之后，将来会有赏赐。
When you came this morning, I forgot to say this, but I hope you came with a great expectation.
你今天来，我希望是这样，你是带着一个极大的期望。
And said to the Lord, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen today, but I have this, I'm expecting something.
就跟神讲，我不知道今天会怎么样，但我真的是期望一些事。
I hope you came with that kind of thought in your mind.
我希望你今天来，里面有这个思想。
And did you know that from Genesis to the beginning of the Gospels when Jesus came, that there was this, that people had an expectation?
你知道吗？从创世纪一直到福音书开始之前这一段时候，人心里面都有一个期望。
Adam failed God, failed sin.
亚当他堕落了，在神面前失败了。
And had to be set aside.
必须要摆在一边。
Was the purpose of God frustrated?
那神的这个计划神的旨意是不是被打岔了呢
？No.
没有。
Well, there was a little blip.
只是一个小小的。
But nobody can thwart God's purpose.
因为没有人能够阻挡神的旨意。
So God set about to go on with His purpose, and He chose Abraham.
所以神就继续他的旨意，先拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And all through the Old Testament and the beginning of the New, you get this: somebody's going to come.
所以在整个旧约还有新约的前面都说有一个人要来。
Brothers, sisters, somebody's going to come.
弟兄姐妹们，有人要来。
And fulfill God's purpose.
来满足完全完成神的心意
And praise the Lord we can say according to Galatians in the fullness of time God sent his son
那感谢神借着在哥罗西书里面就是神赐下他的儿子
Now there's another expectation
但现在还有另外一个期望
He's going to come again
他会再来 Amen
What?
什么
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to come.
他要再来
Well, Brother Kong says he could come today before we get home for lunch.
江弟兄经常说，他今天就可以来，我们吃午饭之前。
But he's going to come.
他会来。
Are you
ready? 他必快来。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗？
Are you expecting him?
你有没有期待他的来？
Are you praying, Lord, come?
你有没有这样祷告说，主啊，我愿你来。
Well, praise the Lord, he's going to come.
赞美主，他会再来。
And it's a mystery to me that he doesn't even know when he's going to come.
啊，对我来讲，这是何等的一个奥秘，就是主自己都不知道什么时候。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
Okay, back to my main theme.
然后再回到我们今天主要的这个题目。
There's a secret place that God has for every one of us.
神为我们每个人都预备了这个隐秘处。
And if you're very busy, you may have to get rid of something.
如果你太忙的话。
To arrange your priority.
那你需要撇弃一些事，所以你可以在时间上有安排。
I don't know whether to tell you this or not, but I'll tell you, and forgive me if you think I shouldn't have told you.
要告诉大家一件事，但是我先请大家原谅，可能你会觉得我不应该这么跟你讲。
It was our habit, June and my habit, to watch the evening news at 6 o'clock while we ate.
我跟 June, 我们有一个习惯，就是每晚上6点的时候在电视机前面看新闻。
I'm not sure June is a typical woman, but maybe you will say she is. She likes to do 2 or 3 things at the same time.
我不知道我的妻子仲是不是一个典型的女性，因为可能她呢是在做一件事的时候，同时两三件事还在一起做。
And we were traveling, and I said to her last year.
那我们去年一块旅行的时候。
I'm not watching the news anymore at 6 o'clock.
我再也不6点一块看新闻了。
I'm going off by myself.
我要自己单独一个人。
That's what I had to give up. That's what I could. I'm not sad that I did.
这就是我必须要做的，我要这样做。
And typical wife, she adjusted around that, you know. But I don't know. The Lord will speak to you if you want to do this. The Lord will speak to you. But I hope that you'll realize. Before God, we don't have an option.
那我的妻子呢，就根据这个来安排她的时间，但是。我希望大家知道这样一件事，就是单独与神在一起，没有任何的事，我们可以绕过。希望这件事发生在我们身上。
Jesus did it, and He wants us to do it.
耶稣已经这样行了，他也愿意我们这样行。
May the Lord enable us.
愿意神来祝福我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们感谢你给我们奇妙的你的儿子耶稣。
Lord, I just want to thank you that even while we're up here preaching, you're praying for us.
主啊，感谢你，因为当我们在这里传讲的时候，你其实就在为我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你，主。
Thank you for the Bible.
为着圣经感谢你。
Thank you that your word is living and full of power.
感谢你，因为这里面充满了生命跟能力。
And I believe you've been speaking to us this morning.
而且我相信你今早向着我们说了话。
Lord, send your word into us, every one of us.
愿意你把这话送到我们的每一位里面。
All the leaders.
每一个带领的。
All the brothers and sisters.
还有所有的弟兄姐妹们。
Enable us to get alone with you and have you work in us and through us for your glory.
让我们可以单独到你面前，借着我们。来活出你自己的荣耀。
Bless your word.
祝福你自己的话。
And bless every one of these dear ones that have come this morning.
来祝福每一个今天在这里的宝贵的弟兄姐妹们。
We ask it together in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如此其合一的祷告是奉着你儿子主耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.